Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, 9:03, hour number 4, the Boomer and Geo program, coming to you live in the Built Ford Tough studio. Danny Wexelman, myself, in for the guys who will be back tomorrow. 888-808-1019 is the number. We started way back when, talking about the Mets and some on. We didn't really get into the Yankees, which we will hear. But you've got two teams that were off yesterday. Mets obviously coming off the sweep over the Rockies. The Yankees, not so great against the Red Sox, but it's one series against the Red Sox, not that big a deal. But two teams in first place that are trending in the right direction. And, you know, you got the Mets at home against a Washington team that's scrappy, I would say, is a fair way to put it. And the Yankees heading to Kansas City to take on a Royals team. Before we get to back to the Mets, the one thing on the Yankees that I thought was very interesting, specifically the last couple of days, and I don't understand why, the idea that they lost the 2 out of 3 to the Red Sox had some, I'm not saying all, but there were enough people you heard calling this radio station, you know, almost concerned that the Yankees allowed the Red Sox back into the race by losing 2 out of 3.
How dare you?
And, I mean, I suppose, and I know the Red Sox hit the baseball this weekend. Okay, the Yankees, to me, have been, as we discussed earlier, they have really done a nice job of moving away from Juan Soto and into this new-look team. They've won a lot of games. Max Fried has been worth, I know he had the one bad start in L.A., but he has been worth everything they paid him and then some. He has been every bit the ace. I think this team is very well put together, and I really do think, yeah, they're going to lose a series. They went like 8 out of 9 series wins. They're going to lose a series from time to time. This team, to me, is in a very good way in a division that's very winnable.
I love this team. So let me say this. The Red Sox are top 10 offense, okay? They are one of the best offensive teams in the league, even if their record doesn't say it. They're going to hit the ball. Rafi Devers is one of the best designated hitters in the game. They're really good. They didn't have to call up Roman Anthony. They don't need him for his bat. They need him to settle their infield and their outfield and to be able to shake up the lineup in that way. Where they struggle is the pitching. What I love about what New York has done is that they, despite the injuries, have found ways to continue to win and stay consistent, right? It's about being consistent. And even though Carlos Rodon was not his best in that game, that's not who he's been all season. I still have trust in who that guy is. I do feel like he's turned the page. Mm-hmm. And that you can see, like, the Red Sox are a fourth place team right now. They won't be at the end of the year. The Tampa Bay Rays are always underestimated. Them and the Blue Jays in the last 2 weeks have been some of the best teams on both sides of the ball. That's why they're creeping closer to the Yanks. This is not a runaway division. Do not think that this is their division in the New York Yankees and it's going to be easy breezy. It's not, but they are the best team here and this is theirs and they should win it and they should be the American League East champs this year. The place I need them to just get a little tighter is that bullpen. I need that bullpen to get a little bit better. I know they are without Luke Weaver. I know they have dealt with injuries this season. They need a little more length from their staff. And they need their bullpen to shore up a little bit. That's where I'm like, there's a yellow flag. It's not a red flag. It's not an immediate issue. Hopefully they get Luke Weaver back. But I do think that that's a place where they can get better. But that's the good news, right? If that's the place I'm looking at, you got Jazz back. that allows you to be versatile in the field. You have guys like Paul Goldschmidt, who's getting back to his MVP caliber ways, which everyone was concerned about. That guy was an MVP 3 years ago. Like, that's no surprise that he's doing that. No one's paying attention because Aaron Judge is having an MVP season again. Ben Rice is hitting the tar out of the ball, which is great news. If Cody Bellinger could get the bat going a little bit too, like, this is a very, very good team. They should be dominant the rest of the way, but I want that bullpen to get a little sharper.
Yeah, and you're right. The Carlos Rondon thing is interesting because he's been great. I mean, and I know the other start the other night in the fifth and sixth inning, not so good. Again, every start's not going to be perfect, but he has been really good. And he's, for the first time since he's a Yankee, I think really found his way. That said, unfortunately for him, he's got to do it in October. You know, it's kind of like the whole thing with, even to a lesser degree, just because of how superhuman he is, it's kind of the way people feel about, you know, Aaron Judge now. Now go do it in the postseason.
Fair enough.
But I do think, I think they're very deep. I think they've got good players with Jazz back healthy. We haven't even mentioned the fact that Mr. Postseason Giancarlo Stanton is working his way back. And I know some Yankee fans don't want to hear about him, which is fine.
But I think that's going to make it tough on Boone. That's going to make his job harder, trying to figure out how to put his lineup together and how to get Stanton playing time. That dude is still making
at bats.
He's still making a ton of money. So to figure out where to get him in the lineup, get the most out of him, dude hasn't played, right? Like, this is going to be tough. And you are a team that's building towards something. You are winning consistently. You're playing very good baseball. They want Stanton back. Don't get it twisted. Like, the guys in that clubhouse probably cannot wait to have him back. But that makes Boone's job harder.
No doubt. And we saw it last year in the postseason. The impact he can have on these games is still remarkable. And that's why, to me, I you know, maybe the Tigers are the best team in the American League. I don't know. But what
they
are. What I do know is, I like the way this team is constructed, the way they have played for the first 2.5 months. And I really do think, going back to the original point this morning, I think we've got two teams that have an opportunity to go very deep in the postseason. As for the Mets, a lot with them that's been really, it's really hard to nitpick what this team has done. I know they've had a bad series here, a bad series there. But for the most part, I feel like one of the words we've used today, specifically when we're talking about the Knicks, is consistency. This team's been really consistent. They just win a lot, and the pitching has been mostly consistent.
Yeah, they lead the league in ERA. Their starters lead the league in ERA. Their bullpen is second in ERA, and they've all bought in. You got Clay Holmes, who's a former reliever, who has been one of the best pitchers in the league this season. Griffin Canning, who came from the Angels, who's turned his season around as well. And then David Peterson, and go back to October and see what he did and the roles that he played. And he carried that over. But they've all bought in to being this team under David Stearns, who, again, has compiled a group of guys who aren't always the sexiest picks. You're kind of like, David Stearns, what are you doing, my guy? And then it all comes together, and you see the bigger plan. And by the way, he's not spending every dollar of Steve Cohen, which is a huge deal. David Stearns has put this team together to make a long, deep run. But they've all bought in. You got to have a team that buys in. Again, you don't have to love each other all the time. You don't have to like each other all the time. But I'm telling you, when I'm in that clubhouse and you're talking to those guys, the way they talk about each other, number one, is important. And the way they've bought in to whatever Jeremy Hefner and that pitching staff has told them, they make, right? Everyone gets an individual plan. Everyone gets individual attention. And they care about them. Like David Peterson told me, he cares about me as a person. He cares about my family. He cares what's happening in my life. That makes a difference. Like, when I go out there and pitch for this team, I know that I'm not just number two. I'm not number three. I'm David Peterson. And that matters to these guys.
And Carlos Mendoza's done a great job.
And Carlos Mendoza is so good.
When they hired him, I didn't think he would be bad. I didn't know. I had no idea. I just thought,
you've never done it.
Interesting. Right. And there's going to be growing pains. And the way he has, you know, I really don't know the importance of a manager in terms of day to day and, you know, in the moment. Sure, the pitching decisions you get, but even that has been lessened by the three at bat minimum and all that stuff. But what I do know is just, and this goes to the point you're making about the way they seem to click together, everybody plays for him. And it seems like he makes the right moves when he has to make them, changes the batting order. I mean, even just what they've done with Soto seems to have worked to a certain degree. It just seems like he's been the right guy for this team.
You know what he has that I don't think a lot of managers have, or the managers have the power to have, is feel. Mendy has feel, right? When he sees a situation happening, or maybe feels like it's time to take a guy out, and you're sitting at home and you're like, no, leave him in. Or you're like, you should have taken him out batters ago. Like, Mendy has a special feel for the game, and that's why he's been so good. Again, when we talk about Tibbs getting the most out of his guys on the court with the Knicks, like, Carlos Mendoza does that with his team, and he holds guys accountable. Every dude in that clubhouse, like, when Francisco Lindor has a bad game, he's standing in front of reporters and taking accountability and saying, it is my fault. I messed up. That's on me. And not every clubhouse does that. Not every team does that. And they don't always have guys who act that way. And that stems from the top. That all comes from Steve Cohen, David Stearns, Carlos Mendoza, down to that group of guys. And so what they have is, for Mets fans, very, very special. And I told you, like, what I've learned from living in New York now 11 years is that you're just waiting for the other shoe to drop sometimes with this team. This is different. This is a different team. And you can see it in the consistency with which they play, but also with how they play for each other. When you watch them gather on the field after games, they don't have to do that. They don't do that for show. They do that because they love each other.
I think there's a very, very Nick-like in terms of the way we talked about they were, you know, clicking, the way they had the momentum. Last year, it didn't feel like the other shoe was going to drop. When you talk about the Mets, whether it was the OMG stuff, whether it was the whatever, they had a lot of different things that were going on the field there. But, you know, it just seemed like they played the Brewers, they played the Phillies, and people really felt like they were going to beat the Dodgers or had a chance to beat the Dodgers, and they played relatively well.
They did.
The better team won fine, but there was never a sense once they got going, and that was the biggest part of that because obviously April and May were so bad for them, but once they got going, there didn't seem to be that sense of, all right, this is good, but it really felt like, and, you know, maybe it does because of the top and because of who the owner is now, it felt like it was different. And this, to me, this season, the offseason, the way they're put together, the leadership by Lindor, you talk about, you know, him always being in his locker room. To me, the fact that he plays with the broken toe.
I
know, back to the broken toe. But a lot of guys don't. And that's why, to me, it's a big deal. Yeah.
Can I give you one more example,
too?
So from the top, so Alex Cohen as well. So Alex Cohen, Steve's wife, is also a huge reason that the team acts like a family. They put in a family room, right? So wives and girlfriends and moms can go nurse in there and be there together. And the culture that the Coens have created there, they want it to be a family. When you're on the field pregame, okay, next time you guys go to a game, watch this. If Steve Cohen is there, every guy is walking up to him, saying hello. Every player is giving Alex Cohen a hug. That's not for show. That's not so they get a big contract. It's genuine. Like, you watch it. It's absolutely genuine. They stand there and have conversations. Like, that's not for show. And that's the difference. That's why people want to come play for the Mets now. Whereas what you were talking about before, a lot of people felt like careers go to die. Like, I remember watching a decade ago, great players coming to New York and being like, well, that career is over. And it's turned now. They've turned the tables, and I think they built trust.
And the pitching has been such a big...
We
can talk about what Alonso has done. We can talk about Lindor in the first inning, the leadoff home runs, all of that. And it's been great. But it all starts with, or at least a lot of times, can start with pitching. And their starting pitching has been amazing. I don't see why it would change. They're getting stronger. They got more guys coming back from injury, which should deepen the rotation. You're seeing guys go to long reliever roles. Edwin Diaz looks like the guy we saw before the injury again.
Yeah.
I mean, if this isn't the year, I would be surprised if they don't get as far, if not farther, than a year ago. That to me says something.
They're building sustainability. So the other half of winning is your farm system and your prospects and developing guys and have them growing up in your organization. And you're seeing that with Beatty and Vientos and Mauricio. You're going to see it with the next wave of guys. Look at what the Astros did, minus the cheating scandal. Those guys were homegrown. The reason they won so many times is because they played together, they grew up together, they know the system together, and that's what the Mets are doing. When Billy Epler was GM, the emphasis was the farm system, the farm system. We're not trading guys. We're not giving them up. We have to keep them because they matter. This is why they matter right now, because you're going to watch them come up. They know how the Mets work and how they function. Francisco Lindor welcomes them all with open arms. Like, those little things matter. It's not in the stats. It's not in the margins. It's not online. It's what they're doing in that organization. They took notes from everyone else in the league. They saw what everyone else was doing, and it's coming together now. And I do think they have a great chance of winning it all this year, but I think they have a great chance of winning it all multiple years over the next decade.
Which is the sustainability you're trying to build, which the foundation has been put in place.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, 9:25. It is the Boomer and Geo program, built Ford Tough Studio. Danny and Jerry in for the guys who will return tomorrow. 888-808-1019 is the number. We still have more to do, including one more from CeeLo. What's up, Chris?
All right, brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I actually have some Yankees news for you to begin this hour, believe it or not. There are things happening on a quiet morning in sports. So the Yanks are...
They traded for Mike Trout.
Dusting off...
No.
Speaking of guys that are often out of the lineup, though.
Speaking of dust.
They are dusting off Giancarlo Stanton this evening.
We were just talking about him.
Damn.
No, we didn't. No, I didn't have this. We were just talking about him at some point being back and ready to go.
He's beginning a rehab assignment for AA Somerset this evening against the Portland Sea Dogs.
Let's go.
Red Sox AA affiliate. That is a 6:35 first pitch.
Al, you want to go to Somerset?
There you go.
It's not looking like great weather.
No, it's actually supposed to clear up during the day. It'll be pretty good. What do you got next?
That's my bedtime.
And Danny, I hear they need a mascot out there.
Eddie, I thought we were cool, man. I thought we were.
That's
thought
full
we were
circle.
Simpatico, huh?
There you go, Patriot. Sea
Dog. I'm retired.
So 6:35 first pitch for those out there who might want to check it out within range.
It would be cool to see, like in live time, what the ticket sales are pre-announcement, and then all of a sudden, Giancarlo Stanton's playing in Somerset tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do they sell out within 5 minutes?
I would hope so, yeah.
And by the way, I saw Keith McPherson post that he's throwing out the first pitch or did it Somerset. Why don't we throw out the first pitch anywhere? Like, nowhere.
Yeah. And I think it was another one of those similar to Peter Schwartz where it was Keith and a number of other people.
Yeah, I mean, that's how they do
not
it in all
just
these
one
places.
First
you guys should have that arranged.
I could
get you in Harrisburg. What do you think?
I'm good. I'm not going to Harrisburg.
Al? Harrisburg?
Also seems very far.
Let me ask you this. Do you think if you threw out the first pitch at Citi Field or Yankee Stadium, you could reach the plate given
the
fact
that
I'm only asking because when we played softball against the Wounded Warriors, he couldn't throw the ball over the plate. He was hitting them. It got in his head. Do you think you could throw a strike in front of all those people?
I think so.
Yeah.
From the mound?
From the mound.
No shot.
Well, they put you in front of the mound. You're not 60 feet. You're probably 50 feet.
If you want to go to the mound, then you can go to the mound.
OK, Can you really? From the mound.
Maybe not Al Dukes, but if you're a big shot, you can go to the mound.
I have a little shoulder bursitis.
Oh, here we go. God.
But I feel like if I had just one shot.
One shot.
I could probably do it.
What about you, Eddie?
I would take odds
against that. I think I could do it.
With your frozen shoulder?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's not as bad anymore, but I could probably do it.
We're talking just reach the plate, not a strike?
No, I want to bounce it. No, not bounce it.
It's like the great late Toby Keith said, Jerry, I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Such jackass.
Classic.
You know who did throw a strike throwing out the first pitch in Oakland? Brandon Tierney.
He looked like they could have signed him.
I know. But still, you go out there, it can be intimidating for some. Not him.
No, he's got enough testosterone to take care of that, as we know.
Yes, mm-hmm. I've heard.
So Stanton tonight. By the way, I will admit, I have no idea how I got it. Since Easter, we had a big family catch in the backyard. I've got like a terrible tennis elbow situation.
Oh, yeah, it happens.
And
yeah.
It like won't go away.
Are you joking?
No, I'm dead serious.
I couldn't be more serious. You have tennis elbow?
And I don't play tennis. So I don't know what the heck happened, but
what does it feel like? Tell the people.
It's not comfortable. I will say that. I mean, it doesn't necessarily prevent me from doing things, but I could see where
he has a double.
Both elbows as a basically full-time DH across 162 games facing big league pitching wouldn't be pleasant.
Are you going to get a PRP or anything?
I don't know. I was hoping it would just go away, but if it doesn't, I may have to look into something. So I don't know happened.
Yeah. Good luck.
In any event, the actual Yankees will be in Kansas City tonight. He's playing for the Patriots. Yeah. First of three against the Royals. We got pregame coverage 7:00 here on The Fan, as well as the free Odyssey app. Max Fried and 25-year-old rookie left-hander Noah Cameron gave the numbers early this morning. First five starts of his big league career. He's pitching to a 0.85 ERA, and he has completed at least six innings in each of those starts. Mets and Nationals from Citi Field, 7:10 first pitch on Odyssey Mets Radio. Griffin Canning and Mackenzie Gore, the starters, with the Mets coming off their 5-2 road trip through Los Angeles and Denver. They got a 4-game lead atop the NL East over the Phillies, who did snap a losing streak last night, as did the Braves. All right, now, time for both of you, but especially Jerry, because he knows this guy well, to figure out why our pal Pete Hoffman, Midday Show producer, decided to text me this clip this morning. Seemingly suggesting that I use it on the air here. Mm. And I admit it is a slow morning for sports and audio. But we can only dig so deep. And here's how the clip began.
Mais justement, c'était ma question, parce qu'on a un point commun. On a été draftés tous les deux par les Knicks. Et en fait, est-ce qu'on se dit pas, waouh, c'est dur. Les Knicks, c'est un gros marché. Il y a beaucoup de pression. Il y a beaucoup de pression médiatique.
All right, so obviously we've got a gentleman.
So Pete Hoffman sent this to you.
He did. With no, just the link to this clip
French
on
Knicks
Twitter.
French Knicks fan?
Pacome Dadier. Oh, he's kidding.
Now that voice, you are half correct.
What?
Okay.
That we just heard there is Knicks 1999 first round pick Frederick Vice interviewing fellow Frenchman and Knicks rookie Pacome Dadier.
Really?
Somewhere on God knows where.
Do we have it translated?
Completed his first season in the NBA. And yes, that's
Knicks.
Why he sent me the clip, but it's like, you know, the audio.
Was it say Tibbs sucks?
No, quite the opposite. And I think that's why he sent it.
Interesting.
So Dadier, I guess, was asked about his experience first year in the league. And he said, quote, this is the translation. I had a coach who's really good for the young players, especially in terms of discipline. So that laid a good foundation. I think that'll help me in the future.
Wow.
I mean, the more we get away from this, I don't get it. You can't tell me it's because of minutes. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear about guys being tired when they make $50 million a year. Shut up and play.
Daddy is definitely
and if you don't
not
like
tired.
It, yes, didn't he
play a whole lot? Yeah.
No, him not.
No, I know.
But, so that is interesting, because some of the conversation has been that he didn't use the young guys on the bench, and he would be one of the guys that didn't really see any run.
And I don't know if you've been checking on a lot of these mock trades out there, if they're going to get like a Durant or a Giannis, and if Dadier's name is in, you know, as a young developmental guy that could.
Because you got to include something.
Right, exactly.
Well, something will come out, by the way, in the next few weeks of how players feel. Someone will talk to somebody. As more information starts to come out, you will get a better picture of what's actually going on.
You guys were saying how, I mean, Dadier is one thing, but the key player, they have clammed up. We have not heard from a single name.
Well, where's the roommates podcast?
Right.
Like, let's go. That would be, you remember when McAfee had Rodgers, and I forget everyone watched that. What was that? There was, for some reason, there was one of the biggest interviews, and I don't remember why, but he had Rodgers on to clear up something. Mm-hmm. And that would be maybe not the equivalent, because football is bigger. But I would think in NBA circles and in a Knicks fan world, people are dying for that next Roommates podcast to hear what they have to say.
Yeah, well, the only thing I saw was Brunson went to some truck show for Mitchell Robinson somewhere a couple days ago.
We need some accountability.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
So we'll see what happens. Big day for NFL mini camps as mandatory sessions get underway for a number of teams across the league, including the Jets today through Thursday. Elsewhere, you mentioned Aaron Rodgers. Steelers mandatory mini camp begins today. He is scheduled to speak to the media for the first time. TJ Watt will not be there. He is sitting out looking for a new contract with Pittsburgh as the 30-year-old is entering the final year of his Steelers contract. And no shock, because we've heard from this guy already, Trey Hendrickson, not at Bengals camp, because he's
surprised.
Looking for a new contract as well.
By the way, don't ever get a girlfriend.
Why is that?
You put that phone right there. The camera can see everything going on.
Oh, I'm not worried. There's nothing to worry about. My wife may call me because she doesn't realize I'm on the air, but you know.
She knows you at this point?
That the timing of it? No. I called her during the last. She's like, I'll call you back in a little bit. So I'm waiting for my phone to be my wife. She doesn't listen.
Nothing scandalous over there.
No, there's nothing scandalous.
Yeah. Better not be.
No. No, there's not.
I do love it. My wife has no idea.
The scandalous thing is the salted nut roll.
With the seed oil.
Yeah. It's PG.
All right. Ahead of Stanley Cup final game number 3 last night in Sunrise Panthers, head coach Paul Maurice with the media. Series was tied at 1, and he was asked about his captain, Alexander Barkov, having a quiet couple of games in Edmonton.
Barkov is at -4 and doesn't have any points in the finals. Are you worried at all about his playing?
We're trading him. No, I'm not. At all.
Nor should he be, because Barkov went pointless again last night, but also played 21 minutes in a decisive 6-1 Panthers win over the Oilers as they take their first lead of this rematch series from last year. We've talked quite a bit this morning. Things getting a little heated midway through the third with the game in hand. Pretty much turned into a line brawl at one point as the Oilers went after Sam Bennett. Here's Matthew Tkachuk after the game on TNT, breaking it down and giving some props to one of their fourth liners, Jonah Gajewicz, who mixed it up in a big way.
I don't really know how that started. I think Benny or somebody was just eating cross checks in the back or slashes or something, and he comes in there, and the rest of the guys came in there to help. And he got in what seemed like a 5-minute UFC fight with Nurse there, and just seemed to be having the best time doing it. You know, landed some good ones.
Guys, some scene. 6 minutes in the game, had a blast there with the brawl. He was mocking members of the Oilers on his way into the dressing room. So it was quite a scene there. Across the final 10 minutes or so. One or two more here from Tkachuk, just where hockey nicknames can be fun without context.
Yeah, obviously we don't want to see anybody touch Bob. Anybody near Bob. But, we've got to be smart and... like I said, we've been here before.
Sergei Bobrovsky, their
Bob.
Goalie.
It's one of my favorite nicknames in hockey. Yeah.
So they know what it takes. They were just through it a year ago, getting to the top of the mountain. Tkachuk would continue before giving way to TNT's Liam McHugh.
Sometimes it sucks. You want to do something, but... you know, we've got bigger goals right now, and we can do it that next year, I guess.
Hey, there are guys you can hit, and there are guys you can't hit. And Bob's one of those guys for you guys you cannot hit.
So they had a lot of fun back and forth with Bissonnette and Lundqvist and Gretzky and all that.
Those guys, I know the NBA guys on TNT have gotten a ton of attention, and rightly so.
Yeah.
The clips that they put out are pretty damn good, too.
Hanson Carter as well.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave him out. So.
Actually, a lot of fun.
And they had the crossover early in the playoffs where Barkley showed up on their set
complaining
about how his picks were wrong and everything. So they have a good time with it. In any event, game 4 of that series will be Thursday night. Last thing, we squeezed in a little college baseball early this morning with props for Murray
Thank
State
you.
Reaching
Thank
the
you.
College World Series with their win over Duke. Take you back to Sunday, though, and I'm sure Danny has heard this. Maybe you have not. Tennessee head coach Tony Vitello feeling very comfortable doing his in-game interview with the ESPN broadcast. Maybe a little too comfortable, as it turned out.
Post-Texas game, I guess. So that would be 2 appearances.
Okay.
Since Miami of Ohio.
Gotcha.
Sorry, that was pretty nasty.
That's all right. We all do it.
Just hop the loogie right in the middle of the interview.
Did you hear him say he had a small bladder, too? Which is why
I did not hear that.
Yeah. So he was like late to putting the headset on, and he was like, sorry, I have a small bladder.
He was just coming back from the bathroom.
Yeah. Tony Vitello, love him or hate him, great for the game of college baseball. He is outstanding for the game, and he's a character. And that's who he is, by the way. That's not an act. That's not a show. Like, yeah. I've known Tony for a long time. That's exactly who he is.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Sorry, that was pretty nasty.
That's all right. We all do it.
That's all right. We all do it. No problem.
That is very funny.
That had me thinking back to a great Minko moment.
Oh, boy.
Here on The Fan.
Here we go.
As he was in the middle of an update, coming out of an He was doing, Jerry, you'll understand, you'll appreciate this, did a live toss to Ed Coleman at the Met game, took it back from Ed, and then was getting ready to throw to one of my jet wraps, believe it or not.
Mets and the D-backs at steamy City Field.
Okay, Ed, Yanks and Red Sox tonight at Fenway. A-Rod expected to be in the Yankee lineup, and it's on the fan at 6:30. Now here's a preview from the jet game.
All right, so he throws to my wrap, right? And then he comes out of it.
And the kickoff is set for 7 o'clock.
Oh, no.
And right now, it is 91 degrees.
He goes right back into Mink voice.
And as good as that is, the one with Nier is still the best one.
The Nier? Nier's
like, are you dying?
Yeah, I don't have that one or else I would have brought you that one. So one other honorable mention, Janice Kirkell, who used to do overnight updates here.
Kirkell, yeah. Wow.
She had a rough night one time where I think she was under the weather. And this was, I think, in the middle of the NFL playoffs and struggling through it.
The final NFC wild card spot. Green Bay will play the Vikings again next week. In a wild card game.
It was a struggle for her. I feel bad. I mean,
that's the worst. Yeah. There's nothing worse than that.
And there were quite a few of those throughout that overnight. I just pulled one of them. But
she used to do the updates in her winter coat.
Correct. And it was not. And, for real. When you say winter coat, it stretched almost all the way to the floor.
And it was pink.
It is. When you're on and it's live, I mean, there's just nothing you can do about it.
Had a few of those along the way.
I don't know that that's happened to me yet. Like, I've heard people, especially, like, dummies that are eating popcorn in a game during a commercial or nuts or something, and then all of a sudden they start doing the game again,
Then
the kernel gets caught in your throat.
Bad move.
Yes. Yeah. I haven't had that happen yet, knock on wood, but at some point it will, and at some point people like you will replay it over and over again.
You know.
Because they will live forever.
Yeah.
Harris was one that never had that happen. Harris was pretty good with that in the overnight.
He was. You know what? He was always ready, though. He'd come into the studio with a bottle of water. So if he needed to, turn the mic off for a second or hit the cough button or something, a little swig of water.
I love the cough button.
Good to go.
That's my favorite. Dump and cough.
Yeah.
Dump and cough.
I'd like to see a competition cough button between you loving it as much as you do and the guy that normally sits where Jerry's sitting. Because Boomer is
Boomer does use the cough button quite often. Yeah. That is very true.
And he certainly was a catalyst again as the Nets crushed it. And the next one.
Okay. All right. We're losing John Minko here. All right. Why don't you turn your mic off here? So I have some soda, something. He's obviously very emotional about the downfall of the Knicks.
I know, but I can't talk for some reason.
Hey, you sound like Scott Muni. I like that. Okay.
Wait a minute. It's coming back a little bit.
All right. You ready? You back?
No, not yet.
Oh, man. I love when he'd ask it when something would happen with Mink. Like, what happened there? Like, questioning himself. Like, we don't know. You tell us, Mink.
Eddie, well done. Way to find that very quickly. So.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want.
All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, great to have you with us. We got about 10 minutes left. Boomer and Geo will be back tomorrow. It is Danny and Jerry until 10. 888-808-1019 is the number. Built for Tough Studio. Couple things here that we have not gotten to yet. So picture this. Picture you get signed to a team. You're excited. You're going to go to that team and you're going to hope you're going to win with that team. And that for the next year, maybe two, that team in that city becomes your home.
Hmm.
And think, like, you're going, in 5 years after that, you're going to go to the Hall of Fame. You're going to go as a unbelievable player in your career. And then as you approach and you get close to the new facility and you're so excited to go there, you may or you may not see the articles that are being written that the fan base can't stand you. Hence what we're seeing in Pittsburgh. Now, I am not by any stretch saying the entire Steeler fan base does not want Aaron Rodgers there. I'm not saying that by a long shot. But the articles that were written this morning were hilarious in that you would think that they just signed, you know, the league's worst quarterback to come in and run this team.
Yeah.
And the early returns on the fan reaction, not great. And I'm actually surprised to a certain degree.
I'm not surprised at all. Like, think about it. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Ayahuasca is not in their vocabulary. They don't want a quarterback who is going on trips to trip, who's doing media appearances, who has podcasts, who cares about anything except for trying to get this team to win a playoff game. Cool, you have a winning record. That's awesome. So happy for you. How about winning some games? How about making a run? Doesn't that matter? Like, Pittsburgh to me is Gritsburg, right? When we think of that place, that city, like, to me, Aaron Rodgers is almost too soft. I know his background. I know what he's accomplished. Like, I know the Hall of Fame career he's had, but it's a little soft. It's a little flowery. So I'm not surprised at all that the fans are like, nah, this ain't a Steeler.
Well, so that I agree with. And when you sign a guy for a year, basically, he's coming in kind of like what the Giants and what the Steelers did last year with Russell Wilson. You know, it's a short-term answer. In the Giants case, I clearly understand why they did what they did with Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. Makes all the sense in the world. The reason why I understand the Steelers, they drafted a quarterback, but he's not playing this year. We know that. I guess my question would be like, well, then what is the alternative? What would you have wanted them to do otherwise? You didn't want Russell Wilson. They had enough of him in the 1 year, obviously. When you look at what was out there, you're trading for Kirk Cousins? Is
pay
that
Justin
answer?
Fields. Don't be cheap.
I suppose.
Don't be cheap.
I get it. They didn't pay him because they were cheap. I don't know about that. They benched him after six games. They were 4-2.
But he was their second choice?
Was he, though? I mean, you could see, I guess you could say that.
You could say he was the second choice, right?
Maybe. But if you're Justin Fields, you want to go there where they took you off the field at 4-2. Russell Wilson played well, didn't play so great. Down the stretch, where there were questions about should you put Fields back in, and he still didn't get another opportunity. I don't know that you wanted him back or he wanted to be back. Like, I don't know. Fair. I just don't know that there were great options. To me, it's more about if you're a Steeler fan, you're either going to embrace him or you're not. The early returns are not, but you know what? When the season begins,
yeah.
I think that if he resembles anything, and I'm not saying he's going to be the Aaron Rodgers of the Packers by any shot, but if he resembles anything of it, I do think you'll have a quick turn on
Pittsburgh's
Aaron Rodgers.
Just no BS, right? That city is, these people are blue collar, put your head down, get to work. Like, that embodies the team to me.
Sure.
and the guys that play on that team. And Aaron Rodgers is like, how often can I get on Pat McAfee? How often can I do anything but play football and be a good quarterback? I'll give him this. Towards the end of the season, obviously with the Jets, like, you saw a little bit more of him.
As he got healthier.
He got healthier, yeah. Which is important. Almost 4,000 yards, right? Like, so I get it. Like, he's getting back there. He can be the guy and he can be great for them. He absolutely can. He has DK Metcalf. Like, you could be a really good team if everything comes together. But I think it's time to put all your focus back onto the field and not the shenanigans off the field. Like, the fans do not care that you're doing appearances or you're doing anything but playing football and putting your head down.
Well, I think if you don't have distraction after distraction with him, I think he can do both. I don't know. I don't know that going on Pat McAfee on your day off for an hour is that big a deal. Now, here, it became a thing because he made it a thing. He put himself out there in a lot of different issues. Yeah. And all of a sudden, there were headlines and it got to the late night and all of that. And the fact that he wasn't playing certainly hurt him. The point you bring out, though, when you look at his last 6, 7, 8 weeks with the Jets, as he got healthier, he's never going to be the 30-year-old Aaron Rodgers. We know that. But there's a version of him that still is an NFL quarterback, and I think can probably play relatively well for Pittsburgh. You're now, when this season begins and they play, ironically enough, the Jets to open the season, you are going to be 2 years removed now from that injury. And you're talking about a very lengthy and arduous rehab process that he went back to, that he got through to get back on the field. You had a first half of the season last year where you could tell he just wasn't himself. Now you're a year out from that. I think you might actually get a pretty good version of Aaron Rodgers. I really do.
It's about adjustments, right? When you're 41 years old and you're still playing the game and you still have characteristics that you had when you were younger, like, can you adjust? Can you change a little bit of your style? Can you adapt to what the Steelers need from you, to a new head coach, a new system, a whole new group of teammates? Can you, and are you willing to put your ego aside and make some adjustments that if you do, you can lead this team deeper into a playoff, deeper back to a championship, which is what they want, right? You don't go out and get Aaron Rodgers for nothing.
No, you expect to win at least a playoff game.
At least.
It's so interesting when CBS Sports Network earlier put up the whole graphic with the Knick head coaches.
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, the list is insane. It's like one every few years. And now you had Tibbs, who was here for 5 years. And it felt like, again, the stability had returned to the franchise, or was at least within the franchise. When you think about what the Steelers have done at the head coaching spot over the last 50 years, it is amazing. And then to think of, and I understand why, to think of the fan base that can't stand a Mike Tomlin, and they want, because of all the years of no playoff wins now, it's amazing the consistency and the stability that that franchise does have and continues to churn out by continuing to make him the face of. Now, it could change. They have a bad year this year. He could be on the outs. But, like, Mike Tomlin has been there forever, and it's just, I don't know, there's something refreshing about it as a fan.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. But it kind of makes you wonder, he has been there, what is it, 18 years now?
Long time.
Long time, maybe longer than that, that something might need to change if they want to take it to the next level. Ironically, I felt like Tibbs didn't have enough time, whereas I feel like Tomlin has had, he's had quite enough time. And players, fair?
Different sport.
Different sport.
No doubt.
Yeah.
But we're turning over coaches in the NFL now, too, every 2-3 years.
Right. Stability is important. Like, I absolutely care about that. And maybe Aaron Rodgers is the guy. Give him a chance. But maybe if he talks a little less about ayahuasca and a little more about how he's going to help this team win and get back to a championship. That's all.
And it brings me back to the Giants in terms of, I know some people wanted Brian Daboll out. When you look at what other franchises have done, it's nice to see them not just unload him.
I was
in his corner, and I have no reason to be, because they haven't played well, they haven't scored well, they haven't been a good team other than the one playoff year, and I get all that. But I do feel like we've been in his presence enough. He's been on the show. We've been out there watching him, watching his press conferences. I do and have felt like he's got an idea of what the hell he's doing. Mm. And I like the fact that John Mara said, all right, you got a new quarterback. Now we're going to do it this way. He's got to prove it now. But I like the idea that the Giants didn't just automatically go in another direction.
I think every sport has this issue. Like, it's not just football. It's basketball. It's baseball.
Hockey for sure.
That there's this instability that happens and then a knee-jerk reaction. And you think by making that big change or bringing in the big superstar that things will either, it will distract your fans from what's really going on, or you do think it will make your team better. But a lot of times, again, I go back to the Astros and the sustained success. You can look at the Braves, all the Dodgers, they care about their farm system. I know it's different in baseball, but they care about development. Development leads to success. And that's on in every sport, but these knee-jerk reactions, a lot of times I feel like it's just distracting from the bigger problem in the organization.
But I do think, I can't believe it says, I think these have an impact. I think the phones and the social media, I do think owners see and read and hear more. You know, it's one thing to hear fans cheering and booing and, you know, have a plane overhead. All of that's great. But I think if you've got owners and GMs that have any sense of what's going on social media and they read the comments, I actually do think it has an impact. I know a lot of them will say, we don't read that stuff. We don't turn the radio on. I think it's nonsense. I think they hear and see a lot and they do react and overreact to it.
Yeah, they do. I know of a former big league manager who would listen to MLB Network Radio all the time and listen to what people said about him and read everything that people were writing about him. And I didn't think he did a great job, but either way, like, you should probably be putting your resources and your time to your team.
Yeah.
Who cares what anyone else thinks about you? Your boss is the one who makes those decisions. Like, what do you care what I think about you?
Yeah.
Like, I don't make you do your job better or worse. You do.
It's a bigger problem than we think, at least in my opinion.
I agree.
So, all right, how'd you feel? You enjoy it?
Yeah, you're a rock star.
Well,
that's all you.
Let's relax.
Yeah. Jerry carried the show. Everybody knows that. Jerry carried the show.
For what that's worth, I suppose. Now, you're very kind. Anyway, no, it was a lot of fun.
Thank you for
and
having
I know
me.
You'll be now you're going to Omaha for a week to cover.
Yeah, we're going to Omaha, Nebraska. The Men's College World Series starts Friday. I'm dayside, so you can watch me and my crew 2 Eastern every day, Friday to Wednesday. I'll be on.
Enjoy
Men's College World Series. Thank
that
you.
That is a big trip. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
It was
seriously.
Great having you.
Thank
in.
You guys. Al, Eddie, you guys are awesome.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.